Whilst love is a word that we all think we understand, I wonder sometimes whether we really do. Let's say I asked you to define love. What would you say? How would you put it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Love, they say, is what makes the world go round. But as I look around the world, whilst yes, there's obvious love between family members and other people, and whilst yes, there are some great missional and humanitarian initiatives afoot, no doubt about that. Man, there's a lot of hatred too. I looked up the definition of love in my dictionary, and this is what it gave me. A strong feeling of affection. Of course, that's part of it. But anyone who's been married for any length of time knows that it goes way beyond that. Where is love when you're not feeling affectionate, when you're having an argument, when you're driving each other crazy? Sadly, though, we cling to this completely inadequate definition, and then we wonder why love isn't always like that. God turns that definition completely on its head. Here's how he puts it. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. Dear friends, we should love each other because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has become God's child, and so everyone who loves knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love for us. He sent his only Son into the world to give us life through him. True love is God's love for us, not our love for God. He sent his Son as the way to take away our sins. So, God is love. That's the very definition of love, and he proves his love by sending his Son to die for us. See, love is so much more than just a feeling. That's God's word, fresh for you today. All too often, as I think we do with our understanding of love, we kind of skate across the surface of things without ever plumbing the depths of God's wisdom and love. And it's in those depths that we find true love. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.